Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
All right. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. Tonight, I'm so excited because tonight we're on another topic, raising the bar from amateur to professional. What is that all about? We're getting ready to poke into that in just a moment. But before we get started, let's go to prayer like we always do right here on Hip Hop National Radio. And tonight prayer is by crosswalk.com. Dear God, you have brought me to the beginning of a new day. I ask you to renew my heart with your strength and purpose. Forgive my errors of yesterday and help me to walk closer in your way today. Shine through me so that every person I meet may feel your presence in my soul. Take my hand, for I cannot make it by myself. I love you, God. Thank you very much, Raw Dog and Dr. AT, for the post. Want to thank crosswalk.com for giving us the prayer. And tonight, guys, to all that is listening, I pray that you gain from this the knowledge necessary to take back into the marketplace so you can be successful at what you do. We ask you that in Jesus' name as we pray. Amen. Well, guys, like I said, tonight, raising the bar from amateur to professional. Well, I'm going to give you my take, guys. Music is meant to be heard and not silenced. And if we can understand that crossbar right there, we can walk into other organizations and they will give us the respect that's needed so we can do business with them. That's what it's about. That's my statement. I'm going to go to Raw Dog. I want to welcome him to the show. Welcome to Hip Hop National, my brother in the trenches with me. Go for it.
Hello, Poetic. You know what? You took that in a direction I hadn't even reflected on because, I you know what? That was beautiful. It almost brought a tear to my eye. It was deep. But guess what? I'm going to take it a different way. When you say from pro to amateur, you know, when I think about it, some people think it's the work and the production of the song that you have produced. Well, okay. But to take that to the pro level, most people want to see the dynamic side of that. You know, when we play music and we make a production, we play it as so that it is, you can hear what it's about and the sound of it. So it plays on all different speaker systems. I mean, from the littlest to the biggest. But you don't get the dynamic range that's necessary to start earning money necessarily from your production. Because you can't put it in it. You can't create that. You know, we used to listen to James Brown, to give an example. And he would do a song in the studio. But when you saw James Brown, or you heard it, it had dynamic range that it plus what he was doing or what he would say would move you. You see, there's the one of the funny parts about turning pro, and, you know, on the last show, Poetic, you brought it up. You know, you said we were talking about the hip-hop artist and the DJ. And I made the statement that I would not pay to go see that being done with a hip-hop artist. And then my reasoning was is that I want to see that hip-hop artist when he's out in front of the people putting a twist on it. You know, we talk about people, you know, trying to promote clubs and what have you, but we always talk about concerts and what have you as events. The difference is because an event, you had to be there to see it. The difference between going to a club and watching hip-hop artists is to watch them fail. And I'm not putting them down, but a recording is one thing. Live and dynamics and a show, you have to take ownership of what you're doing. And don't give it to them the way that they can buy it on the CD. I mean, you've got to show them your qualities in entertaining, taking them on a journey. Because as an entertainer, you're supposed to entertain. You're supposed to give them a show. And a show is about being in control and being in front of their experience. So as you lead them through it, they become excited. They become agitated. They begin to groove. You know, it's a trip because there's another mentality to achieving a level of getting paid. I'm tired of hearing hip hop artists having to pay for a slot. We talk about it on Hip Hop National Radio, and we tell them, this is the only genre that they're doing this to you. Do you realize why? And the realization of why is that they can get away with using the hip-hop artists. You know, I was told that I was kind of offensive because I gave an equation of the organ grinder and the monkey. The organ grinder, the DJ, the monkey, the artist. But I wasn't trying to put them down. What I was trying to do is give them a comparison of you can say no to this. You can put the money into promoting yourself or your product or buying what you need for that live show so that you will be dynamic, not... It's not about being good-looking. It's about the show. Something different than you're going to see from you standing on the street corner that makes you bigger than just that small edge of being a hip-hop artist, but yet being an entertaining hip-hop artist. You know, so to encourage you to be all that you can be is where my conversation has always been coming from, and so is Poetic. We want you to be intelligent. We want you to be understanding of there are two sides of the coin. There's the production, and then there's the performance. And that performance must be dynamic. And I understand what I'm saying. If you don't understand it, then I'm going to ask each and every one of you, pick up a book. Understand that a live performance gets their attention not because you walk out on stage, but because they have already gotten their senses heightened before you appear on stage by the dynamic point of what production change you have come up with to excite them. And, you know, go ahead. What would you have to say?
Of course, I'm going to be the hip-hop artist advocate here until they
show up.
Better
be right with it now. Better be right.
Until they show up. My question is, if you could give me an example of what you say a live performance is, because I thought when I pick up my microphone and I go live with my DJ, I'm ready to go. So please break it down to me, sir.
Well, okay. When you're in bed in the morning, and you're sleeping, and you got one of the real good dreams going on. And all of a sudden, you hear the alarm clock that catches your attention. Okay? Now, you might say, okay, what does that have to do with music? It has the same thing to do with starting your show from the beginning to the end. One, the artist has to believe in the music that he is performing with. But you're going to have to change it. If you study just a little bit of music, you'll understand there's what they call dynamic ranges. Okay? There is a attack. There is what you would call sound levels. As you get their attention at the beginning, and what you lead into makes them turn and look at the stage because they're going, something's happening. And then by having that, as they say, swagger or something for them to visualize before you come out, you've got their attention and it's not focused on you. The music has got their attention and it's not focused on you. And then you come out and you take their hands with your lyrics as you have changed the pace and the song to make it an adventure in front of them. Now, see, that's the depth of the artist to understand what I'm talking about. This is the conversation that I give the artist that I produce for them to understand that this is the expectation to get paid that's necessary to rise above the rest. See, the whole thing is that to be noticed, you have to rise above the rest and be different, not to be in the same page, on the same lane, right behind another one, and you guys are sounding similar. You're not going to get noticed. You know, oh, yeah, well, you might have done better than him, but you want to be dynamic. You want to stand out. You want to glow in the dark without the light, okay? So when I start saying all of this, I kind of want them to understand that in 2014, the bar, the expectations, if you want to break out of the pack and you want to get paid and you want to be able to achieve your goal in this game, there's a formula. And it's to be learned, but it's also to be earned. And, you know, Hip Hop National, I appreciate it for that fact because this is the only avenue that you're going to get the truth from. I care for what it cares. I don't know about the rest of the people. So just understanding that part about it, there's a chance for many artists if they just apply the formula that is equated to live performances. See, that's a whole different dynamic than a production. So,
appreciate that. Step in again to interrupt you. I'm sorry for that. Now, my question for you is, can you give me some examples of now? And then give me some examples of then. If you would, give me some examples of what you consider then, of the past, the formula that didn't work or you don't think it's working anymore and where they're progressing to.
Okay. Check this. Okay.
And I'm talking about hip-hop right now.
Okay, but see, you can go through all the genres and it's the same example.
Okay.
It's the same example. There was only one James Brown, correct?
Yeah.
But there was another artist that copied him and his name was Wayne Cochran, and his group was called the CC Riders, and it was the same dynamic.
It was a few that tried to copy James Brown.
Right. But guess what? They did not make it.
Yeah.
Okay, see, as an example, now when they came out with Rap and the DJ, oh, it was great because it was new. Oh, yeah, I can remember the excitement, and you'd hear them sample part of James Brown and this and that and the other. But what the people don't realize, that was very dynamic. And so it was a point that, you know, they could get there because the people were just going, wow. That, I like that. But remember, James Brown was already a proven, he had a proven formula with his music. That what you're understanding, and even you, I talked to you, Poetic, and there was, and when you had a song, you used a sample from a proven song that allowed your song to be embraced by the public. It was either the chord or the melody or something, and we just talked about it recently. We're not going to give the name of it, but you know what I'm talking about. That
yeah.
was then. And let me say this, too. You can recreate with a live group. Now, we talk about copyrights, and we talk about all these different things, but in a show format, take from the best. Take from those that you have seen that are actually getting paid. And one guy said the other day, I think Mega Millions, he said that, you know, a band gets paid, whereas hip-hop artists don't. They don't want to pay the hip-hop artists. And I tried to say to him, hook up with the band. It's telling you something. Then the first ones that came out that had the DJs, Grandmaster Flash and a few of the other ones, you know, and they became very popular. But that replaced disco. Disco already had the DJs. What the public didn't realize is that when they brought in the DJs for disco, clubs didn't have to have as big of a license for live entertainment groups. Now, there are different business licenses that you are required to have for the size of the group that you're going to have playing. You know, you can have a three-piece jazz group, and your license supports that. But if you want to have over six pieces, your license doesn't support that. And so this is what disco went out, rap came in, same DJ, because remember, they built these booths and what have you for the disco DJ. They just weren't going to tear them down. And these clubs were built around the disco era. So when disco started going out, rap started coming in, they already had the setup and the licensing. So that's why the clubs started embracing hip-hop, because they had the license for the entertainment. And that was a good era. That was a great era, you know, because those guys put on a show, and they were new. It was something trendy, and it was you couldn't hear it everywhere, you know, as far as the show, the rappers, they were more meaningful and respectful in the beginning. You know, they knew there were things that they just couldn't say. And then we got to go over to L.A. and we talk about N.W.A. And they just decided, hey, they were going to say anything they wanted to say and put it on a product.
But don't get me wrong, Rado. Can I ask you this?
Mm-hmm.
Were N.W.A. a successful group, or were they not successful?
They were successful because they captivated a market. that was there. You know, they were selling mixtapes. You know, I got to say this. The era when the rappers came out, it was cheaper to produce a cassette tape than it was to purchase the equipment for CDs after they first came in with CDs. See, there's the catch to this. Cassette tapes had been in for quite a while before rap came in, and they had produced machines that would allow you to make duplicates at least two at one time. Well, okay, that was okay. And they had a product they could get $4 or $5 off of. Cassette tapes were really inexpensive. And when you think about some of the underground tapes back then, they weren't making them on the quality tape. They were using inexpensive cassette tapes. Okay? And so it was a thing they could get into the market, market themselves, and that was new. That was a new way of selling music. The first time that it could be in the hands of the artist, not the industry. So, you know, when we say that it's a point, was that because you were going to play a commercial?
Somebody,
I heard a little twinkle. You said, hey, man, when you hear a little twinkle, it's commercial time.
I thought that was a private conversation.
Well, I got to tell the people where I'm hearing things.
Oh, that was somebody trying to send a conversation to me online, brother.
Oh, okay, all right. All
I need
right.
to get one of those things, though. That would be great.
Yeah, you'd have fun just throwing it up in the air, and it'd be going off to every few minutes. I can appreciate it. I can really appreciate it. You know, because that's just the way life is. You like to play with things like that.
Right on. The reason why I asked you, were they a success at what they do? And I wanted you to go here with me. Yes, they were a success in their time because of the fact that you mentioned the monkey and the organ grinder all the time to me. I guess because they were the first, and we won't say that, they were the first organ grinder with a monkey on their shoulder or on the piano that put out the cup in the era of what they were doing because they were original. Because they were original crafters. Anybody who came after them at that point was considered what?
Copycats.
Copycats. So therefore, the distinguished thing that they had was being in their own lane, being different.
Right.
Now,
exactly.
My question, and the reason why I say this is because you talk about the show, and shoot me with an arrow if I'm wrong. Shoot me with an arrow if I'm right. If everybody got on, put on a show with an entire band, would that get monotonous?
Okay, first of all, we're going to have to wipe out your mindset.
Yeah.
It doesn't always have to be an entire band.
Hey, before we go on, let me just include the caller.
Sure, not a problem.
But I want to include our caller who's raised their hand. 732-786, please state your name, where you're calling in from, and what's your input on tonight's topic. You now have the floor. 732-789, do you hear me? Okay.
I hear you.
Say it again. Hello? Did you hear somebody run up?
Yeah, they said they heard you.
Oh, okay.
I heard you.
Oh, okay. Is this Bornwise?
No, this is DJ Sammy from New Jersey.
DJ Sammy, welcome to the show. What's your thoughts on tonight's topic?
Well, I think that in terms of artists, the subject is professionalism. I find that the biggest problem with a lot of the indie artists is that they don't follow instructions. What do I mean by that? I mean, if you notice, a lot of these artists are sending links to this and links to that and, you know, sending DJs over to iTunes to pick up music. They're sending us to SoundCloud. They're sending us everywhere, but sending us the records.
They won't go to where you direct them to, like to tell them, we tell them to upload their music here.
Exactly.
I kind of agree with you. Now, look, DJ Sammy, what we're going to do is we're going to go back to that because I don't want to kill Raw Dog's thought. I just want to include you into the conversation so you'll be inclusive of where we're going. Raw Dog, finish your thought out. Finish your thought.
No, I guess what I'm saying is that, okay, you know, you mentioned the band.
Give us a little recap where you were at.
Well, you brought up the fact that what I'm saying is that they need the whole band ensemble when they go out to do a show.
Okay.
I didn't tell you that. I said they need a different front. Now, you know, I always bring up Macklemore. And the only reason I do is because he ran from nowhere to the top. And I've seen him. I followed him before he even got noticed as far as his background and the things that he was putting out. And he changed it. He got a trombone player and a trumpet, and I believe he might even have a guitar, and a female playing a cello. And he's on stage with the DJ also. But he brought dynamics to a song that he had made a production. I didn't like the music because it was so plain on the production. But when I saw him do it and the energy, the enthusiasm, the show, it brought a different light to the whole thing. And it gave me the point of saying, dang, he has got a show. You have to see it and the transformation to appreciate the artist. You see, you're locked in when you put out a CD and you're trying to do something on that CD. You're just locked into the way the CD rolls. And you have a DJ on, and I think the DJ will tell you that unless you have it programmed with that DJ to give it dynamic range and to give different levels within it that DJ knows and you've got programmed, it's hard to get juice out of someone's CD. It's going to be blah, 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 blah. But the DJ is going to have sub, and he's going to be able to, it's going to sound just like the CD, but, I mean, you got to give something more. See, the DJ, when he does his thing behind the scenes, he adds nuances to it. He flexes his muscles and changes the EQ parameters. He might even add something else, another song. When they mix it, they take you on a journey. DJs are actually fantastic.
We're coming up on the break.
Finish this last little bit? DJs are actually fantastic because they change the song. They take you on a journey. All right, you take it.
Okay, DJ Sammy, I'm coming back to you because you're a DJ. I want to get your input on what you heard Raw Dog say and give it to us from a DJ's perspective. We're gonna go to break because we're at that time. But I need your full attention here. When we come back, I'm going to have him do a small recap, so we'll be back on focus, and then I want to hear what you got to say. I'm sure you have something to say right there. Look like you're ready and fired and ready to go to the gun right now. Raising the bar from amateur to professional, that's what we're talking about tonight. If you are not listening in, then you're missing on something great. Got some dynamic people right on with me right now. I got my boy Raw Dog, and I got DJ Sammy. And we just got another caller who just raised their hand. And 520-409, I will include you when we return, coming back to the break. That's right. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us, okay?
Hip Hop National Radio presents KO with their smash single, Cry Wolf, Cry Wolf. Mean Girls. Photoshop. Original. All hot songs from KO. To hear more from KO, that's KAYO. Visit online at KOBlowKisses.com. It's a one-stop shop to get all the hits and info from KO. KO. Cry Wolf. A hip-hop national radio exclusive.
In the mix with Dr. Ray T. Kimmy Hearn on the Spreaker channel. www.spreaker.com/listen. Hip-hop national radio.
All right, guys, I'm not going to keep you this time. We're back, and you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, Raising the Bar from Amateur to Professional. Just before we went to the break, I was going to go to Raw Dog so he can recap to us. But before I go back to Raw Dog, I want to let you guys know Hip Hop National is looking for you, the artist, looking for you, the producer. Looking for you, the songwriter. We want you guys to show up and show out right here on Hip Hop National Radio. I want you to do me a favor. If you got tracks, go to www.hiphopnationalradio. That's right. Like I said, we're looking for you, the artist, the producer, the songwriter. Make it happen. www.hiphopnationalradio.com. Anyway, you'll see. And upload your MP3 tab, do it right there. We'll know everything about you, and we want to include you into our program. We play music Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. We often play it on nights such as Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, which is we do a half hour. But typically we do topics as we're doing tonight. And then on Sunday we take you to church with Pastor Chris Willingham. All right, back to the topic, Raising the Bar. From amateur to professional, and I got my boy Raw Dog doing me a short recap on where we were at, so we can go to okay. DJ Santa and include the
where I left off at. Where, you know, in talking about, you know, DJs are artists. They have a chance to formulate a musical journey, and when they play something, and they do mix-ups, and they do rhythm changes, they have the ability to add dynamics before they are delivered in a club to their music. They can enhance it. They can have it ping pong. You can actually feel the music that they've programmed. But when they get a disc from someone that's going to, you know, that's not their artist, that is where the artist is not spending his money properly. You know, you can align yourself with a DJ, but you got to realize that, you know, one, you've got to listen, and, you know, let's put it, just because you might want to, the DJ may not see the talent, you know. But
thank you,
have
you
to
for
understand.
The breathing, Raw Dog.
Okay, that was brief.
I know you were going to be brief. Hold on a second. Area code 520-409. Please state your name, where you're calling in from,
What's your input on the topic after I go to DJ Sammy? So stay with us. What is your name? What's your where you calling from?
My name is Brother Anon. I'm from Tucson, Arizona.
Brother Anon, I'm going to go to DJ Sammy first, and then I'm coming to you, okay? So stay with me, okay? And then we're going to go back to Raw
Dog.
Yes,
sir.
Raw Dog, you're able to chime in conversation with them. Brother, I'm going to say DJ Sammy, what's your take?
Well, I'm a mixtape DJ. I've been doing mixtapes since 2009. I have 190 mixtapes online. So I deal with mostly major artists, and in the very beginning I dealt with a lot of indie artists. We're talking about from amateur to professional. Some of the things that indie artists do are, A, not even sending their songs correctly coded, song titles not being correct, not adding all the credits at the end of a song. The second thing, performance-wise, if you look at the top 200 albums for 2013, there's only three or four, maybe at the top six, coming from the hip-hop genre. Part of the reason why it's that way and people are looking for more mainstream is because of all the incessant cursing all through the records. And the public really is becoming to favor the crossover artist, the person that's going to have the lead singer sing the song, and then the rapper does a hook, and then, you know, he does his thing, and then the singer comes back. If you look historically at what's happening in 2013, hip-hop is not where it should be. It's not where it always has been, and it's losing a lot of fans. And a lot of reason why it's losing a lot of fans is because a lot of the new hip-hop artists or artists in general are not really approaching the DJ or major labels the proper way. They're just not. Too many of them look alike. Too many of them are not original. Too many of them, if somebody got a hot hook, then they do the hot hook. And the other thing that they're trying to do today is they're being too trendy. Forget about trendy and do you. And presentation. I mean, I looked at the Grammy Awards and Kendrick Lamar is on the stage and you got two other rappers and the rappers are forming a triangle on the stage. One rapper is going to one end of the crowd and doing his thing over there. The other rapper is on the other end of the stage. They're not even cohesive. Like, music should be something that makes you feel good. A lot of these records don't even make you feel good. A lot of the DJs I know, myself included, you know, we're kind of like getting away from rap and getting more into the feel-good music because rap's not bringing feel-good. And it's not that they don't want to bring feel-good, but it's just that there's too much homogenized, too much trendiness, and too many artists trying to be like each other as opposed to being original. That's one of the biggest. The second thing is not investing in their career, not sending out great pictures. I get pictures from Instagram phones. I get pictures from, you know, them and their homies together. In a picture which they would send to a DJ. I can't promote you like that. A lot of people that don't get on the cover mixtape is because their presentation is not correct. If we say a headshot, they send the body shot. So, you know, from amateur, if you send me something and it's not correctly coded a record, then you're an amateur. If the title's not there, I'm throwing it in the garbage. I'm not even going to waste my time to figure out who it is. and even the female
right.
artists today, they're not even invested in a look. You got to have a look. You have to be marketable. I know a lot of females, I'm not going to call out any names, they can rap, they have talent, but their presentation is not Beyonce. It's not Ciara. You know, they don't have a distinct look. These are all the things that you have to have today if you're going to be successful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And also, rappers, as a rule, do not have a stage performance. Years ago when we saw The Temptations, they had a performance.
Right.
And
they're
just
show.
Coming out there, they stand on the stage, they spit bars, and, you know, over the same beats, and there's no presentation.
Well,
you know, and then the crowd is bobbing their head. And I think that we got to change that.
But do you think it's because that when they come out, they're doing their song like the CD, whereas when you brought up The Temptations and what have you, but they always put a twist in their song. You know,
well,
when
no.
you saw their performance,
no. you know
they showed you why they owned it.
No, you know what it was? They had distinct people there, just like they do on American Idol and X Factor, to shore up their game, to give them something when they go out there that people want to listen to and hear.
I'll give you an equation. Teddy Pendergrass. But, you know, we could debate about these different people, but let's do this. Let's bring Brother Anon in so we can get his side of it. So are you there, Brother Anon?
Yes, I am still here. Appreciate it. Grace and peace. God bless all y'all. I just got in pretty much in the middle of the conversation, and I myself am an amateur, so I'm just pretty much absorbing all the knowledge that y'all are dropping here. I'm trying to figure out things concerning, like, marketing music and stuff like that, because God has blessed me with, you know, the gift to produce music and to rap and to sing a little bit and things of that nature. But when it comes to me actually, you know, putting the product out there, that's where I fall short. So that's what I'm trying to learn about myself.
All righty. I tell you what.
I'll tell you one thing. You don't want to piss off the DJ. And a lot of artists, they're pissing off the DJ because if the DJ, I do radio, and I have other friends that do radio, it's distinct. They tell you, send an MP3, send three pictures. That's pretty much clear. And they don't even follow those rules. They're sending people links to SoundCloud, links to Reverb Nation. First of all, anybody with common sense will tell you, when you go to Reverb Nation, they want you to sign a mailing list. Okay, now I got to sign a mailing list to get to your record? A smart artist sends the DJ or the marketing companies a record directly, period.
But, yeah, and I heard you say that when you get them like that, you throw them away. So do we
here at Hip Hop Nation. No, I didn't say that. That's not what I said. I said I throw them away if they're not correctly coded.
Well, okay, but what about when you get the SoundCloud and all of those? What do you do with that?
First of all, anything that's sent to my – first of all, if you don't send it to me directly, it's not official. That's number one. If I go to SoundCloud, it's because an artist hit me up and talked to me and had a conversation with me or got my email address and said, look,
hey,
I want to send
you DJ Sammy, just for a second, I've got to do some house cleaning before we do this, okay? Just make sure your email address, don't say it over the air. They can come through us to get to you. That's not a problem.
Exactly.
Okay?
But what I'm saying is if you look historically at all the DJs, there's a ton of mixtapes are the way for artists to be heard. They're just the way. It's the way. Why are record labels in the mixtape game? Because they know if we break the record, the album's going to do better.
Well, but I got to disagree with that. Mixtape
well,
is not necessarily the way.
Want.
Because I'll say this. I know artists that are up for Grammys right now didn't do a mixtape. And that is
Are you talking about major artists or indie artists? Okay.
Okay, Quinn, are you there?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm here. I'm listening
How you doing
to the show.
Evening,
I'm doing good, man. What's going on, man?
You know it's the show. You know this is Hip Hop National Radio. We're chopping it up. We're talking about pro and amateur. You know, it's Friday night in the city.
Yeah, man. It really is, man. I see what y'all saying, you know. On some of the things that God talking about, you know, I kind of agree and I kind of disagree with it, man, you know.
Well, yeah.
I want to hear
you
what
know,
you
know. You know,
what,
you know,
what part
just,
do you disagree about? Just go on and say it. I already came out with my part. What's your part?
Well, I disagree with him about when he say throwing things away. You know, every artist, every female artist, and every hip hop, every rap artist had to have a look. Well, you got to look where it come from, man. I mean, a lot of people, you can't just, you know, brush them all like that because you got to think about on down the line, you might have went in the same thing, you know, to get, you know, the same thing they went in, you probably went to the same way, you know what I mean, to get him to be where he are, you know?
Well, you're right, because I can't
make
the
grade. Can I say something? If I don't know who you are, if I don't know the name of your record or who to give credit to, you're an amateur as far as I'm concerned. And I'm not moving your record. A professional knows how to code records. Marketing companies know how to code a record.
I agree. I agree with that, bro. But I'm just saying, man. I mean, you know, everybody got to look. What people have come from, man. You know what I mean? Everybody ain't, you know, it's a lot of artists, it's a lot of, you know, people out there, you know what I'm saying, that had all that because, man, they had, you know, people surrounding them, you know what I'm saying? They had good people surrounding, you know, some artists sold drugs to get to where they go.
Well, let me step in right here, just right here for a second. I don't think DJ Sammy is saying that I don't respect you. He's saying that he knows from the difference between an amateur and a professional. The amateur here, and this, don't get me wrong, the amateur don't understand that there's a program such as Hip Hop National. The amateur is not out there researching the information necessary to take his stuff to the next level. As such as, he's talking about that coding. If you don't know how to code, then you need to be approaching a company that does, Hip Hop National.
But he also said that the look, he mentioned the look.
Quinn was remarking
about the look and
we
speaking
go,
about
yes,
where
right
people
out.
Were
We definitely
came.
Can go there in a few minutes, but I'm saying something right here.
But see, that
because,
was what Quinn was commenting
I'm saying
on.
Something, please, just for a second. I'm saying something that's very important. The code, not only to DJs across the world, the code is very important because the code tells when that song is being played by ASCAP, BMI, CSAC.
Exactly. That's where you get paid. Now you can talk about the look.
He was speaking on the point of the look. Quinn, my boy, I got to tell you what he's talking about. Go ahead,
Hey, you're right, my man, Rodo, but I'm just saying, Everybody got a code. Everybody out there in the industry, and everybody out there, you know what I'm saying? It's all about, you know what I'm saying, the business part of it, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everybody, you know, if I was a music producer right now, I'm gonna tell you straight up, man, about me, man. Hey, man, you know, hey, I'm in a small town. You know what I mean? I'm in Georgia, you know, a real small town, you know what I mean? And it's no producers and none of that right here in my area, you know. Every day people see me in grocery store, anywhere. Man, you need to be on somebody's label. You need to be on somebody's label, you know what I mean? But look at it, if I was a music producer, and a lot of people, some music producers, DJs, you know what I'm saying, they put, you know, show people love to people that they know. You know what I'm saying? If they don't know you, then they don't show you love like that. But the thing it is, you don't have to know a person to show them love, man. I mean, if your music hot, yeah, and you made a statement that music is supposed to make you feel good. That's right. But it's not only the DJs that go in the club and play the music that make the people feel good. It's the artists, too. You got to know how you're putting out there, man. You got to know what you're putting out there. You got to, you know what I'm saying, know what people like. You know what I mean? Everybody, you know, everybody ain't like everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying that, you know, you can't just pressure everybody out like that, man, because, you know, everybody went through the struggle life.
Yeah, but can I say this, though, Quinn? And I'm clearly hearing this. I think there's a misunderstanding on one part. Now, I'm not talking about the look. Y'all can address that. But I'm talking about when you say cold, you saying cold. I'm not talking about cold. I'm talking about the encoding.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, bro.
No, but listen to what I'm saying, Quinn. I'm talking about the encoding. When the encoding that shows that it's been registered in the proper place so that you can get paid.
Right.
That's what he mentioned. That's what he was mentioning earlier. I'm just letting you guys know that. He ain't talking about no code that, hey, giving you the head nod, play this record, don't play that record. He's talking about the encoding that makes sense for him to play the music, because if he play it, then if he's playing it, then you're getting registered spend for it.
Right.
Okay. Now that's all I wanted to say. That's all I wanted to say. Now y'all can cover what y'all was talking about as far as the look.
But your show is about professionalism, is it not? The distinction between your show is, the topic is the difference between an amateur and a professional.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's a big difference with looking at the stage performance of somebody that just came out of the hood, some young girl out of the hood, and watching Sierra. It's 100% difference. All amateur artists or indie artists should be at least be smart enough to look at what the winners are doing in order to be a winner.
Right.
And that's the problem is they're not doing that.
Exactly.
The problem is they're being copies of somebody else, rather, and I think you mentioned it earlier. You have to be an original. Janelle Monáe is original. She's got an original style. She's quirky. She wears the crazy pants, but she's also a beautiful girl, and she can sing.
Yep.
You know, Kay Michelle, she's a friend of mine. I see what she puts out every day. Every day you'll see a picture of Kay Michelle looking like $200,000, you know. So she's going to be considered a star because she presents herself like a star. Indie artists cannot go out the door like everybody else. You just can't do it and be noticed. There's too much competition out there. So you got to...
It ain't like they just can't do it. I mean, they can do it, bro, but they ain't got it like that, bro.
Yeah, but ain't nobody taking them seriously, honey. Nobody's going to take you seriously if you don't have your shit together. Point blank.
Unless
the DJs
that is
are not going to take you
really
serious.
True.
We're not going to invest in you if you're not looking like you're about what we're about. You can't sell records with somebody that looks like they're the girl next door. You're the girl next door. Stay next door.
Yeah.
But don't try to be a vocal star, because you're not doing what you like. I said, Kay Michelle sends out pictures every single day of her either doing something in the studio, her in a new dress. All the hot female artists I know do that. The upcoming artists are not doing that. They're not doing it. So they're not getting the attention that they deserve, and a lot of them do deserve it. Your look is important. How you look on, how you look, period, is important. Some of these artists.
Image is the key.
Exactly.
I can't say the key. Image is a part of the formula.
Exactly. And nobody's pushing out ugly girls.
And don't get me wrong, you don't have to be a multimillionaire to focus on your image.
Exactly.
Your talent is your image.
Yeah, but see,
Quinn,
I'm
gonna tell you something about you personally.
In hip hop,
you have some corners on you personally that I know for a fact. If we paid some attention, a little closer to attention to you, we could sharpen some what you already is, what's already in your lane that I see right now that can just be sharpened and you can be marketed. And that's real.
Exactly.
We've discussed it. Am I right, Rod O?
Well, yeah, but see, guess what? See, now, you got to understand, you're only talking about hip-hop artists. You're not talking,
I'm talking about
every genre. Well, it doesn't apply to every genre across the board.
I'm talking about artists across the board.
Okay, if that was so, then okay, we have Macy Gray. Is she hip hop or is she another genre?
No, she's more alternative rock.
Okay, but so she doesn't fit that mold at all.
I'll say this. You said that we're talking about hip hop artists. Now I got to ask you this.
And she has an image.
If there was a country artist, right? Okay. Okay. And he's smelling. He's stinking. He got holes in his thing, and he can play. He got the voice.
Okay, you're taking it to the other side.
But there's a reason why I say what I'm saying, because there are country artists that's that great and that's good, but if their image is not up to par, nobody's looking at them. Nobody's taking it.
That's not true. Look at the soldier that got hurt over in Iraq that came back burnt, that won the
so
dance.
So all of them are successful. That's what you're
They're
saying.
Not artists, honey.
Well, wait a minute. But see, that's what I'm saying. What if he was? What if
he
was?
You know, but
see,
you
I think
can't,
you're
wait
being
a
narrow-minded.
First of all, you have people that are calling in, people that are listening to your conversation. So, number one, you should keep your conversation on point. Like, the point is where you're actually giving people tips on being better at their game.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Hold it. Back down. I am including everyone. You're excluding.
I'm not excluding anybody.
You can't do that. No. You don't have that big a vision. You can only say what you think. But the world is open enough that it can go against every that point that you're making. They have to fit that mold. I will not accept it. It's not a fact. It's your assumption. And admit it.
Anybody that's a major artist has some
Before,
sort of image.
What's coming in the future? We don't want to talk about that.
No,
we want to talk about tomorrow,
that's
that artist that blows you away, that doesn't fit your mold. See,
image. B.O.B. has an image. Macy Gray has an image. So does Erykah Badu. So does Charlie Wilson. He's got an image. You have to have an image, period. Where do you think that you don't need an image to succeed in the music industry? Anybody that's relevant has
an
image.
It's not that closed. I can't. You know what? The funny part is that we have to be open and minded enough that, you know, who's the lady that won that English talent? And she walked out on stage and they laughed at her. And she opened her mouth and she blew them away.
Exception. That's called exception to the rule.
Then what you're saying is not a fact. You just contradict yourself.
I just saw her the other day. She's stiff as a board.
Hey, I agree with everything you're saying, my man Rodo. Hey,
I agree with you, man.
I'm 100% behind you on that, man. I mean, you get what, like you just said, bro, that ain't true.
So you're saying
Joe Schmo from Idaho can hit the stage with a pair of overalls on, not groomed, and people gonna pay attention to him. Is that what you're saying to me?
Gomer Pyle did it.
I got to bring somebody to y'all attention, and I'm sure all of us got this news. Remember the guy who hit the news? They call him The Voice. He was the bomb on the street.
Yep.
Who all remember that?
And he's still the bum on the street.
Yes, sir.
He disappeared.
Exactly. You know why? No, wait. No, I'm not bringing the negative. You know why? Because he never really had an image to hold on to. I'm telling you for a fact. He couldn't live up to what they were trying to put him in, the box that they tried to put him in.
And okay, but you're using one example.
Well, you used, Rodolph, am I right or wrong, but did you use one example just now?
Of a successful individual, but how many failures are there out there that have the image?
Let's use a general example.
Let's talk about those that have the image
the
but still fail.
They write books about image.
Okay, but there are those that have the image that still fail. Is that not true?
Before we, I like to include people. So I just want to let everybody know, we are going to go to the break because on the half hour, that's what we do here. 610-400, please state your name, call your and where the city you're coming from, and then we're going to go to a break, and then we're going to include you when we come back. What's your name?
I'm Game from Philly.
You're Game?
Game, like a Game Boy, but Game, yep.
Oh, you're Game, okay. Game, I want you to stay with us. I'm sure you have some input for tonight's topic. Tonight we're talking about raising the bar from the amateur perspective. I love, don't get me wrong, guys, and y'all going to take this the wrong way. I love a feud. I really do. I love a feud that comes to at an end of agree to disagree. Or let's agree. So it happens right here live on Hip Hop National. I really enjoy what we do because it does help us to move forward collectively as a community. So don't get it twisted. All right? You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Y'all stay with us. I'm just telling y'all how we do it here. www.hiphopnationalradio.com. We want to fine tune your music. We want to bring it into our fold, get it playing on our station, the number one station on the planet that's playing the most independent artists right now, right here on Hip Hop National Radio. So y'all definitely want to be a part of the program and stay tuned, keep it locked and loaded right here where you got it. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Y'all stay with us. There's more on the other side. We'll be back in just a moment.
This your boy, Pop Man MC, representing Filavide Films and Records, calling from Los Angeles, California. Be sure to take a peek at our new movie trailer, Welfare to Millionaire. Link is now up on YouTube, Facebook, /PopManMC, or right here on HipHopNational.com. That's the new movie trailer, Welfare to Millionaire, Facebook /POWERMANMC.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
Already Gear is ready to handle all of your promotional needs. If you are ready to see your name in lights, that's what we do. We bring your vision to life. We custom imprint t-shirts for churches, schools, family reunions, graduation, and teams. In fact, any and all kinds. We can actually create whatever you have in mind. We have great specials and discount rates just for you. We're Already Gear, where your image matters. Please call us at 214-333-0180. That's 214-333-0180 and ask for Diane. We're always giving you valuable information on time. This is the Hip Hop National Radio conference call and feedback line.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion. Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3s today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
We're back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, and I'm just going to tell y'all just now, we're returning. Hip Hop National is a marketing firm to help you present a professional portfolio in front of the industry inside circle of the music business. Guys, don't get it twisted. The way we're talking tonight is not to be directed to anyone in specific. It's to get a general synopsis of the thought of what others in the industry see. And then you take it into perspective, keep it into your, you use it for if it's good for you, throw it out if it's not. That's how it is. This is a matter of opinion. Everybody have one. No one has all the answers, especially in the music business. It's an unpredictable fold. There is really no set mold to success. And I'm just letting you guys know. I'm telling you from my perspective. That's my opinion. Now, I'm going to go back to the topic. Just as I said, I'm going to include the people across the board just before we went to the break. 610-400 had raised their hand, and you said your name is Game. Game, from what you heard, what's your thoughts?
Hi, I'm Game of BusyWorks Beats. I'm a producer, so my perspective for the guy from Georgia, is it Quinn? I'm more in the behind-the-scenes, like the party side, and I can kind of understand the DJ's perspective. But I think an interesting perspective for the new artists out there is to not start out digitally, which everybody does, and of course the market's saturated, but to start out in the nightlife scene. But the thing is, if you start out in the nightlife scene, you have to be 21 plus, basically, to get in the clubs and perform. What I've realized was that when I was promoting parties, we need people to book. And booking artists who aren't, like in a booking agency, booking agencies cost a lot of money. So basically, when you're starting out throwing parties, you need artists who are willing to perform.
That's just what I was meaning, because you're totally new. Want to make sure You get this clear. All, if you are a booking agent, please don't promote it here unless you talk with us about it. This is about the topic. Just want to be clear to everybody on the thing. We are a resource provider. We provide these resources to our audience. So definitely connect with us. Go ahead. You got the floor.
I'm not trying to promote anything. I'm just saying
that's okay.
That's a side that people don't think of. Like you guys were talking about live performances.
Mm-hmm.
Really, hip-hop, people hear a record and then they perform live. But, you know, rock and other genres, they perform live and then people hear their records. So they're working it with a different model than we are in hip-hop. So it's, if some people take that nightlife route and kind of work their way along with the promoters, basically affiliating themselves with, different party labels and whatnot, then they get access to that audience, and then they get immediate fans, real fans, who support their music. That's what I think. I mean, that's a thing I don't think too many amateur people think of.
Yeah, that was that. I appreciate that. But, you know, I'm going to say this, you know, that to be original means that you don't fit a mold. You know, and so rather than to discourage, I'm encouraging individuals to keep doing if that's in their heart to be. But you need to study. You need to study live performances by someone on the A-list, okay? Don't do it from somebody in the neighborhood. Do it from somebody that's got success. You know, they always say, learn from those that have had success, no matter what you do and in any line of business. And I want you to understand that. Now, we've got a caller here. He's got his hand raised up. Caller, 832-891. I see your hands up. Give your name and where you're calling in from.
My name is Joseph. I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
And what is your comment on the subject tonight?
Well, pretty much I wanted to try to get into this conversation because y'all talking about like performing, right?
Yes. The pro to the amateur. What, you know, the levels, professional and amateur, and defining the necessary points to understand there are two different levels. And what you have to bring and show as a professional, you know, compared to, you know, the amateur performance. You know, it takes a mindset. It takes a stage show set, you know. And, you know, we're trying to give the artist a better plan to work with if you're going to be performing live, you know, to understand that, you know, you can give your CD to the DJ. But remember, there's no enhancements other than what you have on that CD. And if you're giving it to a CD you don't work with every day or, you know, that is your DJ, then they're not going to know the nuances that are going to be required to make it a better performance. They're just doing their job, pushing the button and playing your disc. You got to realize that, unless you've got an affiliation with one and, you know, you and them are going to be a team, then that's a whole different, you know, setup. But then understanding that the live performance is going to tell you about your skills as far as being an entertainer. Now, you might have a product and it might sell, but what can kill you will be your live performance, your presentation, you know, the show. How are you dressed? What are you trying to present to the audience for them to embrace you as a talent and understanding your work? Does that make more sense to you?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me and everything. Yeah, and even if you're an amateur or a pro or anything, you going on stage to perform. I mean, you still got to give your hardest, and, I mean, you do got to dress right. I mean, you're trying to put yourself out there so you can become somebody that's famous, become somebody that's probably going to be out there in the world, a celebrity or something. So, I mean, even if you're a pro or amateur, you still got to put yourself out there and try the best you can, because I see that every performance that you have to do, I think you should put effort, even though if you're a beginner or you're in the middle or you're a pro. I mean, you still gotta try. You gotta put effort in. That's how
okay,
I see it, pretty much.
Are you a rapper?
Yes, I've been a rapper. Yes,
I got stuff out there.
Here's
my next question. I've got a gig. I'm in the club. What do you bring to rap? I want you to perform. What are you bringing? Guess
I'm bringing my lyrics, my heart, my voice, and I'm putting myself out there to show what kind of skills
I
got.
Okay. Listen to this. You need to bring equipment.
Yeah.
You need to bring equipment that's going to enhance and apply the dynamics and the necessary effects for you to be an outstanding artist. Heart is one thing that you carry in your body. And I know you got a lot of heart, because we all do. But in the same respect. You got to bring equipment. What makes a good guitarist? A guitar and an amp. How is it that a hip-hop artist doesn't
realize? It's a good voice. It's the microphone, you know.
Yeah, but see, it's their microphone, not yours. It has no sound.
You need to bring your own microphone. You need to bring your own microphone.
Their own microphone?
That's right.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. They need their own equipment.
First of all, you need to present yourself and find out who's actually running things when you go to a venue if they don't know who you are. Sometimes it's a situation where the lineup is already set and there is nowhere in the world you're going to be hitting that stage. Other times, if you know somebody there and you know how to approach them properly, they will let you do your thing. Just depends, but it also depends on you as well.
Okay. Now, can you say that as a DJ, that you can give them the dynamic sound for their show and you've never heard their music before?
Well, first of all, you're not going to hit the stage. First of all, somebody's going to get something. You're going to bring an album. You're going to bring you're going to bring your package. If your package is correct, then people start thinking about letting you do something. And somebody's going to go off on the sideline and listen to what you brought. But you're probably not going to hit the stage until they hear what you sound like. You wouldn't
so you
be hitting my stage.
You as a DJ, to make yourself and to make it as good as you can bring it, you actually need preparation time to set it up so that the sound quality is all it's supposed to be.
Well, the first thing a DJ checks is their sound. You're not going to play until your sound is correct anyway. So that's from the door. You know, I'm going to check all areas of the room before I even start playing. You know, I'm not going to have feedback. I'm not going to have a lot of nonsense. You know, I'm going to play from my room. But an artist, years ago, people could hit the stage, but we're not talking about the Apollo. We're talking about you asked him, what are you going to do when you go to a gig? What are you going to bring? And that's a very, very good question that you asked him.
But, yeah, because I see that's one of the things that makes them fail is that they don't, it's not set up for them. And, you know, he's talking about doing his vocals and what have you, but they have some live vocal equipment that I believe artists need to purchase just so they stay in a professional sounding quality. You know, I would suggest visiting the music store and going into the vocal department and looking at some of the things that they're selling for vocal enhancement, doubling, you know, in pitch, all these things.
Yeah, but he's not going to be bringing that to a live set.
Okay, and you know what? You're right. Because of the fact
the most he's going to bring on a live set is a microphone. That's if he's a rapper.
Okay,
because
and
let me tell you, I know myself. I like heart.
I mean, I know it's about the mic
people.
And everything, but it happens about the mic, but it happens is what you put on for yourself, what you're doing, what kind of words you're saying when you're rapping and putting your emotion and your heart into everything. But, I mean, the mic is the most important thing.
Yeah.
Do you have your own mic? You have a mic of your own?
Yeah, I got a mic of my own, but I never perform like that because I put myself out there, but... I mean, I'm looking to get to that point one day. I'm waiting.
Well, you know what I hear from you? I hear a lot of heart, and that's what we love. We love artists that'll just, like, get on a conference call and spit and do their thing. We love that. And people love it when you show up live and you're ready and you're like, Eminem, I'm ready to go. We love that.
Right.
But there's still an approach. You still have to approach the people that are doing it. You know, you got to show up early. You know,
yeah,
you gotta bring your music. You gotta let somebody hear you before you hit a stage, any stage. They gotta wanna have you there.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know what? Now, see, now you're a good DJ. You know, there are promoters through this country that charge them to perform.
And I think it's wrong.
Exactly. And guess what?
I do not
agree
with
that. They're putting them out there cold without even the – what you're saying you for artists?
I don't agree with any of that. What do you call it? They call it showcases?
Yeah.
They should be getting that money at the door with the tickets.
Exactly.
Artists are there to perform.
Right.
You
but
know,
they
you have a high
chance.
Ticket price, and you let your ticket take care of that. I don't agree with those.
Right. See, because you just gave a quality DJ's approach to them performing. But see, we've heard the horror stories of them. They show up, they give their CD to the DJ, and then when they're performing, it skips and what have you, and it won't play
so
all the way through.
So guess what you do then? Guess what? You always, if you're gonna bring a, if you're gonna perform somewhere, you never bring one CD. You
exactly.
always bring two or three. So if there's any problems, you always have that backup. Always have a backup.
I'm a DJ.
Use Serato, but if my system breaks down, I can play manually.
This is one of the other horror stories that one of our artists said to us. They bought two CDs, and neither one of them seemed to want to work, and a flash drive.
Wow.
They were prepared. But they still said that the sound quality wasn't up to par.
Yeah,
but
you know what? Well, listen, whose fault was that? Not the person that was performing. That's the person that had the venue.
I've been wanting to say something, guys. I just been kind of didn't say nothing for a minute. DJ Sammy, you said a few things. Show up on time.
Exactly.
Come with your own mic. Okay. Come with your own mic. Be professional in a sense. That's what you're saying. Don't get me wrong. That's image, guys. That's image.
Well, that's
image.
That.
Image is not. I just want to get something straight. Image is not just the way you look.
Okay, but
it's everything.
That's a job. Take it as
but
a
please,
business.
But please,
that's
please
a
listen.
Job.
But you're going to cut me off or are you going to listen to what I'm saying?
I'm listening.
Image is a part of the whole gamut of who you are.
Exactly. It's the beginning and the end
and
the middle.
It's the professionalism that you bring to the stage. And I'm going to show you something about image. If it was based on looks, remember, I'm uglier than ever. Gucci down. I'm messing his lyrics up right now. Biggie Small. Old Dirty Bastard. Okay, Old Dirty Bastard. They had image. Okay, you
mentioned
T-Pain.
It, Runoff.
Mm-hmm. You forgot T-Pain. You brought, and look at T-Pain. And look at, not only T-Pain, but look at the dude who was on, he was on Donald Trump's show.
Hey, Lil Jon.
I'm
trying to tell you something. I'm trying to tell you what they brought to the table was something different.
Exactly.
Different. It has nothing to do with, oh, he's so attractive over the top. I like the way he looks or she looks.
Okay.
It's something.
Yeah, but wait a second. Little John is intelligent.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
He brings intelligence to the table. But don't get me wrong. I'm sorry. I brought him up, but the point is each one of them have their own distinguished image.
Exactly.
That's what artists
have to have. That's what they have to bring. Every artist has to bring their own individual. There's nobody out there like India RE, so that's who you're supposed to be bringing. You're supposed to be bringing whoever you are. Madonna is Madonna, one word. Prince is one word.
And I'm bringing Quinn back in. Quinn, I'm looking for you. I saw you fall off for a second, but this is very important. Brother, you have an image, and I want you to take this the wrong – don't take this the wrong way. You have an image that hasn't – been polished yet that we can really work with because I see it.
You're different. So anyway, you got the mic. You got the floor right now.
That's a diamond in the rough.
Well, you know, I don't, you know, like I said, I appreciate that, man, what you just, you know, statement, man. I appreciate that. Like I said, man, I really ain't, you know, got too much really to say, but I was just letting, you know, letting them know, man, that, you know, you can't, you know, everybody ain't like everybody, man, you know what I mean? Everybody, you know, it's a lot of unsigned artists that want to come up. It's a lot of people. It's a lot of artists that done went through that struggle line that took them to get where they need to go. Think about my man Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry was homeless. And look where he at now. He went from homeless to something. You feel me? You know what I mean? Everybody ain't like that, man. You know what I'm saying? Think about a lot of groups out there that been in that struggle life, that them been turned down.
Think about the lady that played. I'm 100% in agreement with you, but I think that for some reason, I think we're a little bit off track to what this statement was about. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, well, you know, I was just, like I said, man, I was just saying, man, it's not all about the way you is and how you are, man. I was just saying, man, you know what I'm saying, you know, if we all God's children, man. It doesn't matter how you is and how you care with yourself. You know what I'm saying? God is not looking at that. We ain't looking at that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't going to feel the way he's feeling. So that's what I'm trying to say, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody ain't nobody perfect, you know what I'm saying? But the thing it is that, you know, I was just saying, you know, that's what my state, you know what I'm saying? I agree, you know what I'm saying? I agree with, you know, my man Raw Dog, you know, but, you know, what he was saying, I disagree with that, man, because you can't, you know,
all right,
can't
guys,
do
this
that,
is the part of the show that I got to touch and ask you guys a question. We usually play music in this little section, what we're getting ready to go into now. Do y'all want to go into overtime?
Sure, why not? What else we
everybody,
got to do?
Everybody in agreement?
OT.
OT.
I had a question.
Overtime. Go ahead. I'll pose that question.
This is about from transitioning from. I'm sorry.
This is Brother A9.
This is Game from.
Game,
Visual
go ahead,
Speed.
Game. Go ahead, Game. You got.
It's about the transition from amateur to pro. It's like over the years I've been building my credentials and building skills and whatnot. And I mean, I'm not trying to boast or brag, but it's like I have 1 million to 2 million plays. I have the 5,000 Facebook likes. I have the 8,000 subscribers. But it's like, what does it take to become a pro? I mean, is it a contact? Is it a placement? Is it some tag team with the artist? Is it some other parameter? I don't. Is it
Can I answer the question?
Yes. And
can
then
I
I'm,
answer
I'm
that question?
You got it, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah.
My answer is that you have to ultimately believe that, present that, and be that. Everywhere you go, with whomever you meet, and with every opportunity, you have to. Little Kim, you know what Biggie said about Little Kim? He said she was so hungry that he knew when he met her that if he didn't sign her, somebody else would. That's what you got to bring to the table. I'm gonna add to that.
There's three P's to what you're about to say. What you said, don't get these three P's out of order. Promote. And that's the fact. Promotions is the key behind what you're doing. Just like he said, when you're out there and you're connecting with people, promote yourself.
Let me ask him a question. Okay, you've been out there and you've got these responses. Are you being sought after to do live performances?
Me, I'm a music producer, so it's like the only way I could do live music is if I were to DJ. I don't have the skills, really, to DJ like that. So.
Okay, so you're getting it on the side of them liking what they hear. But to get in front of the public and what have you, that opportunity hasn't come along. Is that what you're saying? As a paying point of them wanting you to perform?
Basically, yes. Yeah.
But okay. The other thing is, if you're a producer, then you should be reaching out to the producers that are making things happen, like Kelly, Gilly the Kid or whatever, my nephew Mike Zombie. You want to reach out to the producers that are producing, DJ Khaled, DJ Drama. They're producing, so you want to reach out to them. You just got to be bold.
Okay, let me ask you another question. Are you producing the music, or are you just adding the lyrics and you're finding beats?
I'm a songwriter, so you can call me
okay,
a songwriter.
Okay, so you're actually making the music.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe. Now, here's something I'm going to give you. If you were to perform, would you use your computer and a keyboard?
I'm not that. I mean, the way I write music, it's kind of complex to where I couldn't play every part live. So.
Okay, but then I said a computer and a keyboard. You know what I'm going to tell you to do? Learn MIDI, okay? Because if what you're saying is that you're getting the feedback and the love by posting them, but you just can't get into a higher level of people becoming aware of you and your talents, you need to work on the show in a different light. If you're putting together the music and what have you, put together your set with a keyboard, you know, and a MIDI and a computer.
Is the keyboard and the computer a prop?
No, it's
because
it's part
I know
of his show.
It's sequencing on the show, right?
It's sequencing on his song, but
okay.
It gives another dimension to his artistry. He doesn't have to play everything. He can have it programmed that makes it an entertaining ride. See, a show and your music, you know, to stand above the rest, you have to take them on a journey, make them move, make them feel as though it's an event, not just a showcase, but an event. That's how you stand out. You know, make them, give them enough and then leave and make them want more. And see, it takes investing in yourself, promoting, you know, and then the equipment. I always say, what are you bringing? It takes the equipment. But can you imagine how dynamic, if you had everything programmed and a keyboard, you might be on stage?
I never even thought about it like that.
Well, but see, that there's the catch to it. That would make you different.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Thank you.
And,
hey,
you know,
thank you for that.
Well,
I got to go,
yeah.
But I'm going to keep listening. So.
Well, hey, you know what? We're only here to give love and trying to help. Each artist is an individual. We can't put you in a box and say, everybody do this, everybody do that. But if that's what you do, then you've got a one-man package. That's rare.
All right. I haven't heard from Brother Anon for a minute. Brother Anon, I know you've been sitting back in the cut saying, man, I need to get in here. I need to get in here. Now's your time. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I've actually just been sitting back listening, like I said, trying to absorb everything. Because me, myself, personally, I have, you know, quite a bit of a gift concerning, you know, producing music and, you know, rapping over the stuff. But with me, how I want to present myself, I guess I need to, I don't know, I'm trying to think of the words to say. I need to find myself a way to promote my music a little bit better and present myself a little bit better, you know, to people that are actually, you know, like in the industry and things of that nature. Because, and as I can't remember the individual's name earlier, or what they were talking about concerning, you know, just submitting, you know, the music and not having it coded properly, that's something that, you know, I needed to actually hear. I didn't agree with a lot of things that they were actually talking about, but that right there is something that I needed to hear, because, I mean, that's something that I have to learn. You know, things of that nature is things that I have to learn. So, you know, and there's been a great deal of discussion.
HipHopNationalRadio.com.
I'm sorry?
HipHopNationalRadio.com. Hook up with us. 646-538, please state your name, where you're calling in from, and what's your comment, statement, or question on tonight's topic.
Doughboy, my name is Doughboy. I'm from Brooklyn, New York, calling from Brooklyn, New York. I'm an artist myself out of Brooklyn, New York, Crown Heights. Just basically to drop some knowledge on, you know, how to be, you know, an artist, and wisdom that one of my close friends, Buckshot Shorty from Black Moon, the Boot Camp Click, shared with me. Basically, you know, it's all about being different. You have to be able to separate yourself from the rest. What's going to make you say, what's going to make them say, oh, he's different, or why should we buy his music? Because nowadays albums are really not selling. It's all about the online, because people are not intrigued in the music nowadays. The music industry lost their soul. So basically, you have to bring that back. You have to be able to separate yourself from the rest. And what Buckshot told me, he said, what makes you different? And I really had to sit back and think about that, because I was lost. I'm a music artist. I've been doing this for 10 years. And to tell you the truth, I just found myself a year ago, who I'm going to be as an artist.
Wow, you bring up a very powerful point, though. That's a question that just about every artist needs to ask themselves. Who am I? You know, who am I to be in this industry, you know? It's just one of those things that need to be pondered. If you're not asking that question, you need to start asking today. What's going to make me different? What's going to set me apart from everybody else who's trying to do what I'm doing? What's my distinguished difference? That's a very key point to make, ask yourself. Wouldn't you agree, DJ Sammy?
I'm in my car now heading to work, but yes, I do agree. But you also have to be, like I said, you got to be bold. You got to reach out to the people that you want to work with. Nobody's going to know about you if you're not talking to the people. Or, you know, when I wanted Young Jeezy and Jay Kiss and Styles P and Gucci Mane and Young Jeezy to know that I had dropped albums on them, I sent them notes to their camps. I sent them links to everything I did on them. After that, I had no trouble getting music from them. I didn't care. I did what I needed to do. And that's what you have to do. You have to reach out to the people that you want to work with and be bold, because that's what we like. We like boldness. You can't be a star and not be bold.
I agree.
Raw Dog.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's all true. That's all true. But remember,
and another thing that artists need to do is doing just what Doughboy did, which is call up and talk to the people that are doing things, participate in the conference calls, you know, attend the industry events, not the bullshit ones, but the ones where real people that are doing things in music are going to be there. You know, those are the kind of things that you want to be doing. You want to, you know, let the people that are really doing it know that you're out there doing what you do.
All right. Just for the record, guys, just to let you know, let's keep it clean. Keep it clean on Hip Hop National. That's I got so many people listening in to the program.
That's even passes. I just want to let them know that we keep a clean conversation to this show. You were saying.
Well, yeah, you know, the thing about it, and I think that the one thing that we've established is this, to be original, to be different, to have two sides of you, the production and the show. Those two things make an entertainer. You know, even with the other genres, techno and what have you. You know, I'm not saying go out here and rent costumes and what have you and put it on. But, hey, it worked for George Clinton. You know, it worked for Flavor Flav. You know, I'm not saying that that's going to work for you. You know, it worked for Digital Underground, you know. I remember the Humpty Dance. I remember him in the nose and what have you. But then Tupac was part of that. So we don't know. I never saw the live performance with Digital Underground, but I'm sure that it was different than their product, and they took it to another level. The dynamics. Now, remember the music, the song, the CD has only certain dynamics in it. That's really not enough for a live performance. Have a different one. Have one that's enhanced. Have one that, you know, most DJs have subwoofers. So you can then add the elements to your music that aren't in the CD. You cannot take something they can buy and expect them to pay to see you do the same thing that they've already bought. Why spend the money twice? You know? So what I'm saying to you is that the mindset has to be in the production, in the studio. There's that one. And then there's the show. And then remember, you know, we always tell you, you get one chance. Well, that's not always true. You can redeem yourself. So remember, you have to grow. You have to be an artist outside of the box. Don't be full of yourself, but be aware of what is going to be the audience capturing their attention and their love and their appreciation so they become fans. You got to give, and in giving, that's investing in yourself and what you have when you perform. That's a whole different setup, and you might as well look into it as another investment. It's just not a product, and you're going to go and do it over the house mic and what have you, and expect to be all that you can be. That's part of the investment. Promote your product, you know. I think that's necessary, you know. Which can get further, playing in the club in your city or promoting it over the airwaves? Hip Hop National Radio, you can do that. That's why Hip Hop National Radio's here. But you can't be afraid. We get a lot of artists that are afraid to promote themselves.
Uh-huh.
Well, you've already failed then. You can be heard, but you can't be spotlighted on the airwaves unless you pay to promote yourself. I'll tell you one guy that's rising that we got in our camp is Beast Hollywood. The boy's grinding. We get calls, and people are happy and talk about, yeah, I like that. Promote yourself. You got to pay the cost to be the boss. And I think each artist that we're talking to wants to be the boss. Okay, well, rise. Put on your big boy pants. Pay the money. Promote yourself. Don't be scared. You know, they always say fear is its biggest point of, hey, failure. And fear is nothing.
I'm going to tell you one of the saddest things that I see that artists don't do and take advantage of is whenever they're promoting themselves, many of them don't have their own personal website. they're promoting Reverb Nation. They're promoting Facebook, or they're promoting their SoundCloud. They need a location in which they can drive traffic to their music that builds numbers in their own camp.
Yes, I totally agree. This is Doughboy. On everything everybody is sharing tonight, I really appreciate calling in and being able to share this with y'all. But, and once again, yes, artists do not like to promote themselves. They have fear. Some reason I don't understand. Artists, why do you make the music if you're not gonna, if you're just gonna let the little area, like your family members and friends hear? You have to widen your fan base. You cannot be scared to pay whatever it costs. You know, scared money don't make no money, and that's when the artists get confused.
Poetic. You got to send Doughboy his player's card, because that is a player's statement.
All right,
I love
it. Got to send him his card.
Once again, you know, I'm a young artist, you know, 24, from Brooklyn, New York, Crown Heights, man. You know, everybody can, you can find me on the internet, Twitter, that's Doughboy Flyboys. It's D-O-E-B-O.
Doughboy, I apologize, man. No shameless plugs on the show. It's nice to promote yourself, but you got to understand the program that you're part of. We are a business that do that, and we do make it where you can. They do it all the time on this program, but I can't just let you just do it, just drop it like that. That's why I had to stop it into action. This is our program. We do a promotions for the artists. That's what the program is about, building your professional portfolio alongside with what we do. We've had a million plus tuning into this program. All right. You're back on. Okay?
Okay.
Respect. Respect, bro.
Respect.
Okay?
Respect.
All
right. We love you, Doughboy. It's just the rule.
I love y'all too, man. You know, first-time callers, man, you know.
Yeah, you just didn't understand protocol, so I just wanted to let you know. And we're looking forward to doing business with you. www.hiphopnationalradio.com. We exploit music by getting it out there to the masses and helping you guys broaden your base. Because what we're doing is we're building a fan base, and we want to build your fan base alongside of us. Okay? www.hiphopnationalradio.com uploaded tonight.
Yeah, I already did.
Okay.
I gotta give Doughboy much player's respect, because guess what? When a player rolls, unless you tell him, he's supposed to roll. Okay? And, hey, I got much love for him, because, see, guess what? There's someone that is an artist that is trying to do something. And so you have to realize that there's never too much promotion. And you know what? He's very respectful, because he understands. He just didn't know. You can't fault a man that don't know. You can only fault a man that don't try.
Yes.
I got my player's card a long time ago.
All right, guys. We're going to go around the board. I want to hear y'all on a quickie. What would you give me as a piece of advice to help me raise the bar from an amateur to a professional? Okay, we got about 12 minutes left in the show. Just want to hear from you guys. I'm going to start off with you, DJ Sammy. Wait, and then I put on a mic.
Can I be the last one? I'm in the car.
Yes, you can. You can be the last one.
I'm putting myself on you.
Okay, Brother A9.
Sorry, I was on mute myself. Yes, sir.
Give me your idea of what you could see as raising the bar from your standpoint, from where you at, from an amateur to a professional.
Well, I mean, honestly, I can't, like, give any advice concerning how to raise the bar, because I'm still
not,
at the lower
not,
rung.
You don't have to give me advice. You give me from your perspective, from what you heard tonight, how can you see yourself raising the bar from amateur to professional?
Just applying myself more, pretty much, you know, and being more focused and determined, and, you know, the way I present myself and the way I present my product towards, you know, the individuals that, I'm trying to get in contact with. I need to, you know, actually be a little bit more patient and take time with what I'm doing to make sure that I have something that's presentable, you know.
Was it you who spoke about the encoding?
The ISRC coding?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, did you speak about that?
Yes, sir. That's actually one of the things that I did agree with what DJ Sammy was talking about, because I understand that from a professional level that I get that's actually going to be beneficial to myself with me doing that. It's not just, you know, that actual person, they're not just being selfish concerned and wanting that on there. It's actually helpful for me as an artist, me as a producer, having that on my product. So, I mean, I understand where they were coming from with that.
Awesome.
Right.
Awesome.
And it's necessary.
Yeah. You know, once again, you know, I enjoy tonight being on the phone with you guys, and I see myself raising the standards, man. I take everybody advice, DJ Sammy. You know, I take everybody advice tonight, and I just, you know, I've been writing down my notes while I've been on the phone with everybody on what everybody's been saying, and basically I'm going to put everything in the key. I'm going to put everything in the progress. It's not going
to
stop.
Just to let you know, I'm poetic, and my sidekick is Raw Dog. We are Hip Hop National Radio, and everybody else on this team, you know, on the panel is a part of Hip Hop National with us tonight. So just wanted to say that. Okay? So you're finished, oh boy?
Yeah, basically, you know, I'm put everything into effect. You know, I have been, and actually your words of wisdom is just actually you made me stronger as an artist. I feel more confident.
All right. We're on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, locked into discussions as we are tonight. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, we put out your music and help promote it out there. And on Sunday, we take you to church with Pastor Chris Willingham, get your word of wisdom from the word. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, we're going to go to Raw Dog.
Yeah. I want everybody to know we consider you guys like family. The artists and what have you, the DJs and what have you. And to the artists, now, the one key thing we want you to take away from this is this. This is like going to school. This is a classroom. There are questions that you can ask, and there are even submit suggestions for topics that you'd like us to talk about. We're going to be in the up-and-coming year affiliated with a lot more different outlets. And so we're expanding. We're the number one hip-hop radio for independent artists on the globe as we know it, as they said it to us. So understand, you got to promote yourself. There are doorways that you don't even know that exist. We have AR people from different labels that we talk to, and we can suggest. We have even film directors that are looking for music for their film scores. You know, but see, that's where we try to explain to you, promote. To get through the doors that you're trying to get to, there's a cost. And I want you to understand, who do you trust, okay? Well, Hip Hop National Radio has been here for 4 years, and we're not giving up. We don't have lawsuits. We're not being indicted, but we have knocked on doors, and people have gotten through, and there are people that we know that have gotten signed to major labels. But you got to just listen, open up your mind, make your lyrics worthy that we can play them for any crowd of people that come to our station to listen. Because, see, as an independent artist, you want them to listen to you. Product from the beginning to the end. You don't want them to get to that one negative word and all of a sudden, oh, they're no longer listening to Hip Hop National. That's why we don't play that, what they call underground, or the words, the negative words, such as the N word, the F word, the B word, you know, the S word. We're trying to help the independent artists. It has been hard to give them the understanding. As the music program director, I have to reject music that we get in because there are the wrong lyrics in it. You know, help yourself, promote yourself. We have packages that, you know, that will get your music played. We have suggestions and outlets for other costs that we can introduce you to other avenues that you might be interested in. But that's a private conversation. That's a conversation, one artist to Hip Hop National, and that's between Hip Hop National and that artist. So remember that. It's bigger than that. And a lot of people have known that and have used the services that we provide. And it's about doing business. It's about promoting the independent artists. You know, hey, it's been a good year. It's going to be a better year. And we appreciate all of you that listen and that call in. And here at Hip Hop National Radio, you're lucky to have a CEO like Poetic. You know, I, as he says, I'm his sidekick, Raw Dog. I believe in the truth. I believe in honesty. And so, therefore, that's what the platform is about.
Can I say this? Not to contradict what you said. We can't say it's the wrong lyrics. I can just say it doesn't fit our format.
Well, the mainstream and getting out there, the FCC, all of those things.
Yeah, and it don't fit a lot of the mainstream. I totally agree with you on that. I just wanted to let people know that, hey, you got freedom of speech if you choose to keep on doing it, but you got to understand the direction in which you're taking it, and this is real. Could it be respected across the globe? And that's what you have to question yourself.
And can't be played on Hip Hop National.
Exactly.
Even though we'd like to, but we can't do it. That's just, hey, stand for something or fall for it all. Help an artist or hinder him.
All right.
Every artist should, when they're in the studio, they should automatically do a clean version, a radio version, and if you must, then do a dirty version. The second thing I want to say is any upcoming artist needs to be on as many mixtapes as possible. Also, you need to put together your own DJ list. If the DJs like you, they will, you know, and if they like your music, they will put you on mixtapes. Some of them charge you, some of them don't. I'm fully promotional. So, and I've covered almost everybody. So what I'm saying to you is, with you by yourself, you got one keyword. With you with 22 other artists, now you got 22 keywords. People are going to listen to an album with 22 keywords. They're not necessarily going to listen to an album with one.
All right, guys. This is that part of the show. Unfortunately, we have to close out. I want to thank all of you guys for really participating tonight and becoming a part of a big movement. It's beyond us. It's bigger than Hip Hop National. It's bigger than me, I meant. Hip Hop National is a global thing that we can all participate in and give our point of view and our perspective in this business as we go forward. We're on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for discussion. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, music is the movement. And on Sunday, like I said, we take it to the word. All right, guys, be a part of this movement, this legacy, as this train moves forward. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio tonight, raising the bar from the amateur to professional. What radio station bringing you the best tips and advice in the music business?
Is that Hip Hop National?
Hip Hop National.
All right.
HipHopNational.com.
Yes. Thank you, guys. I appreciate
that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody.
Thank you.
Nice.
Good night, everyone.
God bless everybody.
God bless you, too.
Amen. God bless.
All right.
HipHopNational.com.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop. Hip Hop.